Misha Kligman.
Amy Kligman.
Corey Emig. So this is our 11th exhibition at Plug Projects, and it's called Rare Earth. And we have invited 7 artists to present their work that take a really innovative and different approach to looking at the environment and making work about that.
With the show, we have people working in a variety of medias, which is kind of typical of a Plug show, but they're all kind of approaching different components of, inspiration derived by nature. So Andy Braitman is kind of taking a tact that is more analytical, like he uses nature data to create his work, and we're kind of showing a side of his work that's less visible. He normally produces ceramics, and you kind of see the product that's made afterwards, but you don't necessarily see this process that's very nature-inspired or inspired by the weather. Amy Ross, who came in from Boston, and she's doing a wall painting that is inspired by nature forms, but she uses them in a hybrid nature. They start to morph into these visual hybrids that are, reflective of genetic hybrids. There's just a really big range.
One of the artists from Oklahoma is, her name is Lee Martin. She's installing a piece in the alleyway between the buildings outside of the gallery, so we kind of keep trying to activate the space that is not just within the gallery, but outside of it. And she has created this sort of another hybrid. I mean, there's a few hybrid pieces in the show, it seems like. And this hybrid is a hand-knitted vine-type thing that is growing, almost installed as if growing in the alley. We've seen now several people passing by taking it for a real thing, thinking it's growing there, but it's really artificial.
Lee Martin. Most of my work revolves around creating installations in a natural setting. I deal with fungi, and all of my work is fiber related, so I mostly do knitting and use other media to try to manipulate the fiber into the forms that I'm trying to create. But with this space, they had approached me back in March about this particular alley space, and using the fungi element would not have really been as appropriate in this setting, because what I really strive to do is to create something that's really believable in the venue that it's in. You don't typically see fungi growing on a rusted staircase or a brick wall. So I thought that the vine would be a much more appropriate use for the space. Really the purpose of it is just to get people to notice those things that are in our environment, especially in urban areas. With a vacant lot or an alleyway, you typically see it being kind of reclaimed by vegetation, these really harsh environments that we see, and yet these plants still come in and seem to thrive somehow.
A subject matter like this, we kind of shied away from, because a lot of people, the idea of being inspired by nature is something that's happened in art for a very long time. People plein air paint, and that's not uncommon, right? So I think the thing about this show is that we just saw that it's a very contemporary issue. It's something that people are really concerned with now, and we saw it in a lot of different people's work.